Sound Recording 7, The Return Trip. Welcome aboard again. We hope you have really enjoyed your time in the heart of the countryside. As you've seen, this is an area which is full of contrasts. The convergence of the sea and the mountains in such a small area gives the zone a very unique character. You now have the chance to see some wide panoramic views of the scenery we have around us. Apart from the geography around us, what most characterizes this area is the variety of plant species. They have all adapted themselves to lengthy spells of drought and continuous exposure to the sun. In general, their leaves are small in an effort to reduce excessive transpiration and with it a loss of water. This is the opposite of what happens to vegetation in regions with plenty of rainfall, where the leaves are big and where the loss of water is not a problem. In a similar way, the roots here dig deep into the soil in search of water underground. One of the most interesting of plants is the palmetto, which is one of Europe's indigenous species and one of the most characteristic of Mediterranean plants. They sometimes form vast, impenetrable palm clumps. On other occasions, they can be seen more spread out in areas where there has been more soil erosion and where there is less vegetation, as in our case. They're not usually more than 6.5 feet high, and their interiors are used in food, especially in salads. Another interesting plant to be found here is the juniper. It is also an indigenous European species, which has been very useful to man since years gone by, from the wood industry to the production of diuretic potions, as well as for distilling and the production of alcoholic drinks. It adapts very well to limey soils on sunny, open, and dry terrain where there is scarce vegetation. But the juniper is best known for its cones, which constitute one of gin's main ingredients, giving it flavor and aroma. You will have noticed how few trees there are. This is because the hollyoak and carob tree woods were cut down towards the end of the 19th century to produce the charcoal required at the time by Malaga's industries. There are still some scattered examples of hollyoaks, Kermes oaks, gall oaks, and cork oaks, all of which belong to the Quercus species. Most of the trees we see today are the result of reforestation and, in particular, the Aleppo pines, because it is the species which best tolerates the dry climate and terrain which is poor in nutrients. Man has lived in these parts since prehistoric times because of the warm climate. There is evidence of this in a number of caves, the best known of which is Cueva del Toro, the Bull's Cave, which gets its name from the shape of one of the stones to be found inside. They found Stone Age cave paintings, cooking utensils, and other tools inside this cave. It is currently closed to the public. Romans and Phoenicians also frequently visited the region, settling here and developing fish salting industries. Remember, as you go past tower or pylon number 14, play sound recording number 8.